WDON.
So if that is the club's final game in non-league at King's Meadow, what a way to go.
You couldn't write that script, could you? Scoring after, 30 seconds and more or less putting the title there. Credit to them, they still played their football, they still kept coming at us, leaving holes at the back, which meant we could exploit. Really open game. It can't be an exciting game without two open sides. They've been a credit to Fleetwood this year. They play some great football. Without Seb Brown making crucial saves at crucial times, we wouldn't have won as comfortably as we have.
Why did you win so comfortably?
To be honest, they had to gamble a bit. We scored our goals, they come here especially, and they had to throw this kitchen sink at us, and we know that we have players with real pace and real quality that can exploit that. I would also say that Mo's made a massive difference to us, taking a real burden off of Danny, taking that weight off him, sharing the load, and the boy scores goals at playoffs. He scored two last year, he scored four this year, and long may that continue.
Now, all eyes are Manchester City, 9 days to prepare for it. How are your next 8-9 days going to be?
Well, the first preparation will be that the boys have a beer tonight and enjoy what is a special day. And then after today, it's back to the drawing board and back to concentrating and getting fit. We have a real injury doubt with Gareth Williams, and I need him fit because we play better with Gareth there. If we can get our fit side together, including the subs, the subs are magnificent today. We've got the best side that I've worked with and in the best form, with everybody fit and raring to go. And look at that bench. I look down the bench and think, okay, we're struggling, let's change it. And it's an easy selection.
It's the
final,
the
I feel it's fantastic. Lots of people say, well, if it's at Wembley, yeah, you'd love to be at Wembley, but we were at one of the finest arenas in the country, on a carpet of a pitch, big. It's going to suit us down to the ground, isn't it? We like to get the ball down and play. Fair play, Luton likes to play as well, but I'm hoping that we can get it down to our football. It would be hard to stop. We really are on a roll at the minute.
Is it changing their opinion on who's favourite? What's Luton playing in? Who are the favourites?
That don't bother me. I'd love to be I'd love Luton to be favourites. I'd love to be the underdogs, but I'm not lying in saying our fans have watched us grow even within the last month, grow as a team. And I think the difference between us and the Lots is this time next year we'll be better and the year after we'll be fantastic. And we've got a lot of growth. It's a very young side. They've now got the bit between their teeth, and they now know that we are good enough to win promotion. And if we do, then I look forward to next season.
What do you think about the fans?
Oh, absolutely top notch. Really give. Tonight is an easy occasion for a fan. It's easy to celebrate a win like that, and that's not what fans are about. Our fans are about when we're losing at home. Our fans are about giving our young players a chance to develop and grow when they're not playing too well. That's when they've done it. That's when they've given us time and given the players time to grow, and we're now all reaping the benefits of that.
What do you, Mohammed means for you?
Mohammed's made a massive difference because Danny's played up front in his own for most of the year with the 4-3-3. It gives us an opportunity to change the system. You saw both systems playing today and you saw the strengths and the weaknesses of both systems.
Thank you.
Good luck in Liverpool. Cheers, thank you.